Italy begins journey back to readopting nuclear power. By Christian K. Caruso on June 5, 2026. Italy began its journey towards readopting nuclear power generation on Thursday after the nation's Chamber of Deputies overwhelmingly voted in favor of a new sustainable nuclear energy bill. The Picchetto Bill, nicknamed after its promoter, Environment and Energy Minister Gilberto Picchetto, paves the way towards restoring nuclear power legislation in Italy nearly four decades after its citizens voted to phase away and ban nuclear power through a 1987 referendum. The bill was approved by Italian lawmakers with 155 yeas, 86 nays, and 8 abstentions. Italian outlets detailed the legislation contains regulatory frameworks and defines the scope for future government decrees pertaining to the construction and operation of nuclear power facility in Italy. Specifically, small modular reactors, SMRs, advanced modular reactors, AMRs, and microreactors. The Italian government of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has placed its focus on these newer types of nuclear power generation for its nuclear energy plans. The bill now moves to the Italian Senate. Skydige 24 reports that the Italian government hopes for its final approval before an upcoming summer recess, aiming to implement the first related decrees by the end of 2026. Speaking with Italy's ANSA news agency, Minister Picchetto celebrated the bill's approval by the Italian Chamber of Deputies as an important step towards Italy's energy future. Today we have begun laying the groundwork to ensure that the country is ready to adopt sustainable nuclear energy when the new technologies we are focusing on are mature and available. At the start of the next decade, Picchetto said. Sustainable nuclear energy means greater energy security, greater decarbonization, and greater independence, he continued. In a world where energy demand is set to grow rapidly, driven in part by artificial intelligence, data centers, and industrial and residential electrification, those capable of producing energy will be freer, stronger, and more secure. Picchetto emphasized that it is the Italian government's goals to make the country less dependent on foreign sources, and with more affordable energy for families and businesses. As such, he stressed, the subject of nuclear power, long considered a taboo in Italian society, should not be a political or environmental cause, but rather, a tool to be evaluated seriously. This is a choice based on practicality, not ideology, Picchetto affirmed to ANSA. A choice of freedom. Greater energy security, greater independence, a stronger Italy. Italy operated four nuclear power plants between the 1960s and 1980s. The country prohibited nuclear power and phased away all of its nuclear plants following the April 26, 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster, a decision ratified almost 40 years ago through a referendum in 1987. Italians overwhelmingly voted uphold its nuclear power prohibition in June 2011, months after the 2011 Fukushima nuclear accident. The country finds itself heavily relying on energy imports, including electricity generated through nuclear power plants by neighboring France, leading to rising energy costs in light of current international market conditions. A recent survey published by the Italian newspaper La Stampa found that despite nuclear power being a controversial topic among Italians, 54.9% said to be in favor of using next-generation power plants as a means to lower energy bills in the country. Speaking with La Stampa in April, Fadi Birol, executive director of the International Energy Agency, IEA, called upon Italy to reconsider its ban on nuclear energy. For economic prosperity, energy security and national sovereignty, Rome should evaluate nuclear power carefully, both in its traditional form and with new modular reactors, Birol said.